So the question here is, we have participants in the various groups, and there are exercises that you are asking them to do between the sessions. What do you feel are some of the obstacles in sticking to, the routines and the exercises that you have asked them to do? There might be one or two or three meditations, but, there's a sense at times that I don't feel like doing this today. That happens to all of us, right? Absolutely. It's happened to everybody just about. So what is your advice, or what is your perspective on what a meditator should do who has decided that I'm going to do a meditation every day for the next week, come day number three or four, and you kind of say, well, I can just skip this today. I don't need to do this, or I don't feel like doing this. But what's your response to that? Or how would you guide us in that direction?
So ideally, I would tell people that not to think, like I was telling before, that when you wake up in the morning, that's the first thing to do. Don't give yourself a choice. If, I have always told some of my patients too, that you can get a chair, a space, even next to your bed if you want to. Your only job or only duty is to get up from that bed to the chair. So even if it comes to that you cannot keep a routine, think about one step at a time. And it's getting from the bed, getting out of the bed to the chair. And the other thing I tell people is, when you see the alarm go off, in the beginning you'll need the alarm, but as you progress, you do not need the alarm. You really will wake up. So that's why you're training your body to wake up a certain time, because the body cycle is like that. The body learns very quickly. So one is to jump out of the bed, no thought process. That way you know that you are not giving a second chance to think about whether it's a choice or not.
All right, so I have a question about that, because when you say don't think about it or no thought process, I think many people listening to that might think, and sometimes I also think that, well, how is that possible? Because we always have a choice at any given time. So could you elaborate on that a little bit? Because it sounds like you're saying that somehow we should program ourselves to just, do the activity. So could you elaborate on that when you say no thought process?
So what I'm saying is, when the alarm goes off, you don't want to give yourself the choice in the beginning, because some days you feel like it, so you make the right choice. Some days you don't feel like it, then it's gone. Before you know it, because we have so many things to do in the morning. We always, when you wake up in the morning, you have this things come like a barraging information and saying that this we have to do, and then this, and then, so I don't have time for meditation, because it is a choice. So what I am asking you to do is do not give yourself a choice. So the simplest thing is step by step. If it's really difficult for you to make up the decision to meditate, so you can say, I am going to not give yourself, as soon as the alarm goes off, you literally jump off the bed. There are different things, ways of doing it. You keep the alarm clock, which is ringing and ringing, maybe not next to your bed. You can keep it, for example, at the foot of the bed, or way ahead, far in the corner of the room, so you have to get up and then put the alarm off.
Because there's a whole lot of people that will shut the alarm off and say, let me sleep for a couple more minutes. Let me sleep. And then they push it to the limit before they have to go to work. Right. It happens all the time,
yeah.
Right?
So that's why I'm giving, certain things to say that keep it at the end of the room to do that. That way you have to really get up from the bed. Mm-hmm. Of course, you have to condition it. And I still would tell you to keep the alarm, even if you are not doing it. Because it's almost like you remind yourself. So that is the only reason to do this in the early in the morning, is it's your mind is like this, a muddy, like a big pitcher of water with where the mud is completely settled at the bottom and you have the clear water on the top. But as the day goes by, this becomes completely dirty, and there is no clarity between, there's no difference between the water and the mud. Mm-hmm. So this is easier for you to meditate and go into that quiet space. As the day unfolds, it's harder. So, but when you begin like that, it's just easier for you to even meditate those 1 or 2 minutes in between, take deep breaths and everything. But it's not that you should not be doing meditation later. You can do it any part of the day, pretty much. But it's just a suggestion. It's not that it works for everybody. Sure. But as long as in the daytime, you're going to spend that 5 minutes with yourself. Right. So this is why we call it as me time. And while we're so busy in our lives, you know, trying to do, you know, work, trying to go for meetings, trying to take care of your family, everything. But when you don't spend with yourself, that is why it gets you after a certain point.
Yeah.
You get diseases, you do not know how your thoughts are going. Before you know it, you are facing with anxiety, depression, whatever moods,
sure.
and that affects your physical health.
Sure.
And before you know it, you get chronic diseases. So this is why it's all so much connected for the mind-body. It's a loop. It's a bad circuit.
Right.
It's a programming you're trying to unprogram or deprogram, however you want to call it.
Sure.
So this is why it's important. There's a lot of scientific research on how you can shift this whole baseline, which has happened over a period of time.
Yes, and I think that's certainly very, very well stated. And I guess my follow-up question is that, you know, as anybody listening to this, as I'm listening to this, and I'm one of your patients also, you know, this all sounds very good. And I agree, like I personally agree with everything you just said. Okay. So that's the information. I have information. I agree with what you're saying. Nonetheless, when the time comes to actually do this, you know, there are some internal obstacles that show up. And I think you've explained also pretty well how to get rid of them. Would you recommend, or would you strongly recommend for the 4-week meditation class, that during the 4 weeks, that a single day should not be missed in the setting up the daily routine? Could you talk a little bit more about that? Because, you know, the group is meeting together, and then these are just, you know, follow-up recordings. So maybe a message to the group to have a commitment for 4 weeks to begin with, or maybe like a weekly commitment. You just go a week at a time, and ultimately it's a day at a time. So we can talk about that a little bit more.
Yeah, so like you said, it definitely is a day at a time.
Yeah.
So you really don't want to think that far
ahead.
Correct.
Okay.
But every morning when you wake up, the same thing. Give yourself a choice. The reason to do this commitment, again, everything is about commitment. So the first thing is, that's why coming back to, I talk about this a lot, about whether it's nutrition, about firstly saying that, okay, I have to take care, it's self-care. Self-care is number one. So when you say come to self-care, you should be willing to do all the things it takes. Again, I know the obstacles are there and everything. But so when you make a commitment, you're going to say, especially when you're coming into this course, of course, the idea is to learn a technique, but it's commitment to say that after the 4 weeks, how do I feel by incorporating these techniques or the routine, everything, the routine, the techniques, and all our discussions and everything, how are you going to put to use? Because I think when you look at it for during this month, and if you see how it's improved, then it'll give you an idea about how it's going to go forward.
So what you're really saying is that one has to actually do this to see the benefit of it. Listening to these recordings, all that is fine, but the real power is in the doing of it.
Absolutely. Anything. That's why we talk about commitment so much. If you are just listening to this and not applying to your daily life, I mean, there is no use, really. I mean, you can have all the knowledge in the world, but again, why are we even doing this? The whole idea is to experience a state where you can feel like that is helping you move forward, become, I wouldn't say better person, but just progress in a way that you like yourself, how you actually come from a state of complete chaos to a state of peace, mm-hmm. or peace or bliss or whatever, mm-hmm. however you can explain it or experience it. So that is so important. So this is not something which is, you know, something which you just hear in knowledge and you just keep it in your mind.
Right.
But you have to apply it. Otherwise, it really doesn't give you the benefit. The experience is everything.
Okay.
And that will help you go forward and further. And I mean, the whole idea is to really discover who you are. This is a lifetime journey.
Yeah.
But we are just trying to help incorporate that in a month, just like a beginner's thing, because you don't want to. There is so many topics, there is so many things you can discuss about, but that comes after, because once you've kind of you started people being curious about what is meditation, what is the journey, where does it lead me, that's good enough for them to kind of take it from there. Hopefully it's a great journey ahead.
Okay.
So that's the whole idea.
Very nice. Thank you very much, Dr. Chait. All right, so let me